I second the motion.
All right, Chair Martin, we are live and broadcasting and recording. Floor is yours.
Very good. Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. I have 6:01 p.m. I am calling to order the Planning Commission meeting for the City of Rio Grande for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. We have a roll call, please.
Chair Martin.
Here.
Vice Chair Shiro.
Here.
Commissioner Maravilla.
Here.
And Commissioner Sage.
Here.
At this point, it looks like Commissioner Guthrie is absent.
Good evening, everybody. We are in compliance with the state of California. We are deviating from our live regular meetings. I encourage people, apparently, from my understanding, this meeting is available on live broadcast on Channel 20, and it is also streamed on the city's website and at www.slow-span.org. Anyone who's out there in the public that would like to participate, they are welcome to do so by making the effort necessary in order to connect with us in one of those manners. Let's all stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. We have a very, very light agenda here tonight. Is there any need to do any kind of agenda review or evaluation at this point? Hearing none, I will move on. The next item is a standard item in our agenda, and this is a public comment period. It's as an invitation to members of the community to present issues, thoughts, or suggestions on matters that are not scheduled on this agenda. Comments should be limited to those matters that are within the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission. Members of the public may provide public comment remotely by joining the Zoom meeting, utilizing one of the methods provided on the agenda form. Please use the raise hand feature to indicate your desire to provide public comment. Mr. Holub, is there anybody in line at this point that would like to make a public comment?
At this point, Chair Martin, it's just us.
Very good. Thank you very much. I'm going to close the community comment period then. Move on to the next time on the agenda. This is any kind of written communications. I have not received any. Is there any other correspondence or supplemental information that we have not received that needs to be shared with us at this time?
No, Chair Martin. This is Associate Planner Andrew Perez. There has not been any written communications for tonight's meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Perez. Consent agenda. We have one item on the consent agenda, and it is the approval of minutes of our meeting of April 20th. In expectation that my fellow commissioners have reviewed those minutes, I will entertain a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve.
And a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Very good. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the April 20th meeting. We have a roll call vote on this item, please.
Commissioner Maravilla?
Yes.
Commissioner Sage?
Yes.
Vice Chair Shiro.
As I was absent, I will abstain.
And Chair Martin.
Yes. Motion passes with 3 votes. We have a public hearing item, and I'm going to refer to Mr. Perez, I believe, on this item at this time.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Martin. So item 8A on tonight's agenda is consideration of a lot merger 21-001 and conditional use permit 21-001 for a mixed use development at 700 Oak Park Boulevard, proposed by the Housing Authority of San Luis Obispo. However, staff is recommending that the Planning Commission postpone this item till our next meeting in 2 weeks. This will just allow staff some time to button up the environmental review process, so we are ensure that we're bringing a thorough and accurately descriptive project before the commission. So we were a little ambitious in trying to get it on tonight's agenda and sent out the public hearing notice, which is why we were needing to convene this evening. But we will be bringing it to our meeting on May 18th for consideration.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Do we need to take a formal vote on that recommendation?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And before I take that vote and close this item, I do want to be able to open it up for public comment. It's a very unique kind of situation, the fact that we're there. This was published on the agenda as a public hearing item. People in the community that got information received, you know, notification that this was going to be discussed tonight plan to make some kind of comment or participate in the meeting tonight. And, Mr. Holub, is there anyone that has checked in or phoned in order to make a public comment on this item?
Chair Martin, we do not have anyone in the public wishing to make comment.
My recommendation to staff is, my thinking is, as this meeting gets adjourned here shortly, there could be some people from the community that may attempt to check in at 6:15 or 6:30. You're going to be surprised to see that this meeting has already been adjourned. Let's make sure we're taking whatever additional steps or appropriate steps to really publicize the fact that this is a continued item and will be discussed unless it gets continued again. But it will be agendized and discussed at our meeting of May 18th.
And Chair Martin, if I could interject.
Sure, please.
We did send a notice of postponement to all the residences that were noticed for tonight's public hearing.
Very good.
So hopefully they received that in a timely manner. It went out last Wednesday, I believe, so they should have gotten it.
Very good.
Be aware that tonight's item was postponed.
Okay. Very good. That's exactly the kind of effort I was anticipating that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Make sure it also gets posted there by the City Hall in the display case outside. It may already have happened. So yeah. With that, I will move to continue this item to date certain of May 18th. With my motion, I am seeking a second.
I second that motion.
Okay, thank you. May we have a roll call vote on this, please?
Chair Martin?
Yes.
Vice Chair Shiro?
Yes.
Commissioner Maravilla?
Yes.
And Commissioner Sage?
No.
That item, the recommending the continuation of this item has passed 4-0, and I encourage everybody to come and participate at that meeting on the 18th of May. We have no non-public hearing item. We just had a short list. There were just two items on the administrative decision. Are there any kind of questions from any of the commissioners on these two items that were handled administratively since our last meeting?
I have a question for Andrew, just real quick. I thought that on our website, we had a map at one time of all of the vacation rental permits. Does that exist, or am I just misremembering?
In my time, I've been with the city the past 18 months. I don't remember that being the case. We keep an internal list, and we can make that available to anyone in the public should they request it.
I thought that wouldn't be a bad idea if it's possible to have that on a website. I know, you know, just looking at some real estate recently, you know, a lot of, you know, people are coming in. We looked at a piece of property that had 9 offers on it one day. And one of the, this was an opportunity for rental. And a lot of people were asking, you know, is this available for a vacation rental? And, it, you know, that, with a 300-foot rule without a map, it was hard to answer that question. Just a passing thought in our long meeting tonight.
Yeah, that's a valuable insight. And we did just lose our program analyst who handled our GIS responsibilities, but I think we can definitely consider putting that on the website, making that available. It can be a valuable thing for potential renters.
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, I agree. Thank you for those comments. And that is just about it. Are there any other commission communication, any other questions or comments that the commissioners would like to make at this point? Any heads shaking side by side? I'm taking that as a no. Staff? Staff have anything to add at this point in time?
Good evening, everybody. This is Whitney McDonald. I just thought I would jump on here and let you know you will be seeing me, obviously, this evening and at your next meeting in May. We're kind of, given the items that are on our agenda coming up on the 18th, it made sense for me to be here with you all, but you will also, you may potentially see Bill Robeson at other future meetings, just depending on the timing of when we are able to get a new community development director on board. That process is moving swiftly. We closed our application period last week and have been reviewing applications today. So we're really hopeful we might be able to get somebody on board pretty quickly. And we did receive a number of quite promising candidates. So just wanted to let you know we are moving forward there. And yeah, you'll see me again in a couple of weeks.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any other comments from staff at this time? This may set a record for brevity on a meeting. I have 6:12 on my clock here. This meeting on the Planning Commission is hereby adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a nice evening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye, everyone.
All right.
Have a good night.